Welcome to JSA TV Europe, together with the Greener Data Movement, for this quarter's live event focused on European digital infrastructure sustainability. I'm Jean-Marc Lim, and joining me today is Daniel Rosario, VP of Hyperscale Sales at NDC Guard Data Centers Europe. Daniel, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Welcome on JSA.
Sorry, no, thank you so much, Hugo, and thank you for the invitation. It's a privilege to be here.
Our pleasure. I think what's happening in NDC is quite interesting, the markets they operate in, especially Germany. It's very interesting, a bit of a mystery to some of our viewers, but we're going to get into it in a second. First, let's maybe just go over the current state of the markets across Europe. So how can the industry address the issue of energy efficiency and sustainability in its data centers?
No, thank you. And again, for the invitation. Looking at the industry itself, to answer your question there, especially within Europe, every market is unique and every location is unique. And in every location, the deployments can be unique as well. So depending on the customer, the scale that they're deploying, and what applications they're running, it is very varied from location to location. On the power, when we look at the power consumption or the power utilization within each geographical region, most of our customers, especially taking the hyperscalers into the forefront, they're looking at being more sustainable, bringing that, I would say, ethos into their deployments, starting from site due diligence up to operational level. So they are doing a green energy private power purchases and making sure what they are consuming are more eco-friendly and sustainable, and it's coming from a green energy source. So I think it's mainly driven by our customers as well as from us as a provider, ensuring that we can provide those green certificates and that green energy to our customers. So again, just to answer your question, it varies from geographical area and deployments within within
Interesting.
Europe.
And then, so how you've already sort of touched upon it as well, but how is NDC Guard addressing the climate issue?
Sure. If you look at take a step back, like, you know, NDC Guard by itself, like, you know, we specialize in providing end-to-end data center development solutions. So what we do is we make sure when we talk to our customers, we partner with them, not only for their deployments or for their construction or for their end results. We also partner with them on their sustainability goals. So if you go to our customers, you will identify, like, you know, some of the customers have stated on their websites, like 85% of their projects were run by green energy, around 5 gigawatts of power, green energy, 7+ gigawatts of power from energy. So when we look at those sustainability goals or those sustainability numbers, we partner with them. We understand, okay, this is what you want to achieve from a sustainability perspective. How do we make sure we achieve them? Whether from site due diligence, when we're looking at a site, how green is it? Is it a green field? Is it a brown field? And how do we ensure we bring out the best out of those sites from the initial stages? It's not coming to the end and saying, oh, let's do green power energy, but from the time of due diligence, we bring that sustainability to the forefront.
Okay. And then, because Daniel, so you sit within the hyperscale team, so the VP of hyperscale, how do the conversations with hyperscalers differentiate from, let's say, a small enterprise when it comes to sustainability? What are they asking for? What questions do they ask you?
Mainly from their perspective is, if you look at the scale again, if you look at the hyperscale, what they are deploying, and an enterprise customer,
it's a completely different level.
The scales are totally different levels. For them, and again, the enterprise customers are utilizing the hyperscaler services, and the hyperscalers, for their scale, when they look at it, they come around 40 megawatts plus to 100, 200 megawatts. So when we have those conversations with them, it is to really understand from design, from planning, design, construction, and implementation. So all those phases come into effect on the sustainability conversations. And also, again, I think sustainability has come in more to the forefront in their businesses. Apart from looking at construction and infrastructure, it has come into a business line conversation where sustainability has come into commercial, tangible results. So what they're forecasting for the investors on their sustainability growth and their targets are having a commercial impact. So understanding those kind of levers and understanding how they manage expectations with their stakeholders to a certain extent, of course, they won't discuss everything, but that gives an understanding how to manage our internal processes and procedures.
Interesting. I mean, the investment side of the conversation, we can go into it, but I don't think you're going to be able to talk too much about it.
That is a totally different different subject, but I think ESG and everything are coming into forefront, coming up to sustainability. So I think these trends are going to drive some of those initiatives. I think from the sustainability side, it's not just making sure it's sustainable, it's a tracking of that sustainability and making sure you can have that consistency of replicating that sustainability of the projects that we are doing.
Okay. Well, and then another big topic around sustainability, it is regulations. There's something came in last year. There's a lot of things are going to be announced this year, and things are going to really come into full force next year. And you guys, you operate in some of the most stringent markets in Europe, not the easiest ones. how do you navigate all that? Like how do you cope with the regulations already in place? And how are you preparing for what's coming, especially in 2024?
We look at them, the regulations which are in place at the moment, they are guidelines and parameters for us to work in. And we do understand the new ones which are coming can be more stringent. They are in place to make sure what we say we deliver and what we do is sustainable. So keeping everybody in check and in line, sometimes it can be stringent and tiring and a tedious process to go through that. However, for us, when we look at it, it is a guideline and I would say a pocket or a parameter for us to work in. And that gives us a good understanding of what we can do and what we can't do. And working according to those parameters, and making sure there's flexibility within that gives us the ability to design and build and implement a solution to our customers according to their blueprint with our expertise.
Okay. So, and then talking about expansion now, what new markets are you looking at? You know, the question always comes up, so.
I know, it was coming up. again, NDC Gerber, we are headquartered in Germany. We operate in all of the European countries. So for us, there is no limit apart from not only being in Germany, we can go to any other country that we want to. And it's also driven by our end customers. We don't want to speculatively build. And again, that comes back into sustainability. We just don't want to build something and make sure they come. We just want to make sure we build according to a blueprint that is sustainable. So for your question is, we operate in Europe, whole of Europe. Predominantly we do projects in Germany, but we're looking at surrounding, like we see Madrid coming up, we see, Vienna coming up, Copenhagen coming up. These kind of areas that we are concentrating, Milan as well. So we're looking for sites, suitable sites, and we are talking to our customers in a regular basis.
Very interesting. So, and then if not the current customer, if new customers want to get in touch, if people want to get in touch, what's the best way to do so?
The best way, like, you can go to NDC Gerber, our website, or you can contact me on LinkedIn. You can see my profile, but I think the best way you'll get more understanding of our solutions and our services within our website, and then you can contact us through that website.
Okay. Well, Daniel, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I know it's short and there's a lot more to talk about, but today is a bit back and forth. Yep. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
And I'll be curious to see how NDC expands into those markets, especially Southern Europe. I think Southern Europe is quite exciting, an exciting area within the continent right now. So thank you so much. And as for you at home, thank you for tuning into JSA TV Live. Don't forget to check our social channels for more content. And until next time, happy networking.